Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. I hope you've had a good day if it's Thursday. Wish you a good day if it's the repeat program on Friday. My guest today is Lily Garcia Catala. Lily, welcome back.
Hola. Thank you for inviting me. We had so much fun last time, so yeah, I guess we are here. We are again.
And I was telling her that it's one of the more difficult programs. There's so many things that we could talk about, and kind of honing in on what, you know, we should concentrate on, because you can't cover everything or you go nuts. So, you know.
Like I always say, I'm a generational figure here, because today, exactly, one of my nephews was introducing me to one of his coworkers, a really young kid. And he's like, this is my Aunt Lily. You should know her. She's Lily Garcia. She's a communicator, and she's on TV and radio. And he goes, no, not really. And then I go, maybe your mother or your grandmother knows who I am. And he just smiled, you know.
I was coming down the elevator, coming to the program, to the station, and I was eating an apple. And the person that comes into the elevator in the condominium says, you be careful, you know, you're not gonna get old age. No, you got a viejo.
Okay.
And I said, no, that mission's been accomplished. The funny thing is, you know, you have the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. And it was a very healthy thing that I was doing.
Right.
But he was looking that here I was having kind of lunch, you know,
okay,
you know, in the elevator, quickly.
It's like we say in Puerto Rico, come caliente. You know, it's something, you know, hard and bountiful for lunch.
But I got a kick out.
But yeah, we're getting older healthfully, healthy and with a good conscience, and that's good.
And then, as you know by now, I hope, we have a webpage. It's Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez. There you can access the recordings of past programs and kind of have the vision of what this program's all about. And if you want to become a sponsor, there's information there also. So I mentioned to Lily, there was as I was saying at the beginning, it was kind of honing in on what would be interesting and yet focus. And I said there are four words, and one of them with a thing that happened is that we're, first of all, flow, because her latest book is Sigo Fluyendo. And I Keep On Flowing.
I keep on flowing, 40 Tools to Celebrate Life.
So it has to do with that. And I'll explain why that word came to mind. It's a synergism. These things kind of come together, they flow. And the second is time. And that came from a couple of the articles that she published. These 40 articles in this book relate to her 40 years in the communication.
That I want to thank you for reading the book, because most people in my family don't.
Well,
this is my ninth.
And they don't
book.
Most people in the family don't listen to my program.
Yeah, so I mean, nobody's
kinda
a prophet in their own land.
And they're kind of shocked when people all around them are saying, "God, your program is great," and they look at me. Pinky, my wife, looks at me.
My cousin. They. I understand they love me and they care for me, but maybe it's not their thing, or maybe it's just, it's Lily, you know, whatever.
We'll get to it. I know.
Eventually, but this is the ninth one. So you would think that at least one, but I keep hoping.
Well, they're 40. They're fantastic articles. Just very carefully chosen from many years of publishing these articles and newspapers as a columnist. It's one of the many things she has done over her life. And they're really very deep, and they're put in chapters that kind of put together themes. If I'm going to concentrate today on the last chapter, which is on aging.
Aging.
But time came in with a couple of things that brought it to the fore, and one of them was this book. The third is aging, and that's the last chapter that and the one doesn't go in, could have been the last chapter, is death. And she's a certified...
But that's a book that's coming.
Okay.
Yes, that's an end-of-life care specialist. That's going to be my my legacy, life legacy book.
The one on death? Well,
on grief. Grief.
On grief, yeah.
I started 10 years ago. So there's three chapters written. Every time I have a loss, I've stopped so I can regroup and then start again. But this year, I would like to publish it for maybe 2027.
But there are two aspects.
Oh, yes.
One of them is someone else's death or someone else's illness.
Brief,
and you
yes.
And you cover that in a number of ways in your book. And then there's the other, your process. Terminal illness,
yes.
Your death, your
right.
The ending of your life. And I want a more... cover
on
the
that
ending
area.
Of your sure. life. So those are the things. So let's get started. Let's get started. the word flow. I was telling Lily that besides that's the title of her book. I continue to flow, but by coincidence, I had my last guest. It was Bill Mann on this program, a classmate at Andover, and came to Puerto Rico for our Andover reunion, our 63rd reunion. And he sent me an article that he had put together a while back, I think it was. But anyway, it spoke of how we should develop resolutions. And it was kind of novel because relating to a book that he had read. He said this particular author, and I don't remember now the name, but this particular author was recommending that we just choose one word,
okay.
that would focus us on what we wanted to achieve or change or look
for the
at
coming year.
For the coming year.
Wow!
And that particular author, the word that he had chosen and mentioned in the book was flow. And I said, wow.
Good for him.
And Bill said that what he had chose was connections. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, the last program after Bill's appearance as a guest for the new year that came out on New Year's Day. I don't know if anybody on New Year's Day listened to the program.
Yeah, but it's still on your website, right?
It's still, yeah. And there were the two words that didn't happen, that had nothing to do with the New Year's resolution. I was just looking back at personal values as my definition of happiness is living your personal values and how they change over time and how even the ones that have been important become even more important or were really important and become less. And I mentioned two that for some reason have come up in the list of priority. And one was consistency. And the other one was humility. And both, as mentioned in the last program, any one of these personal values has to be balance with the counter. If you're going to be self-confident and competitive, well, you have to be humble, and you have to be humble.
Well,
and the same thing with consistency. You have to be consistent and persevering and resilient, but you also have to be flexible, malleable,
right.
Kind, understanding, respectful. So everyone, but those are the two. And is there a word that comes to mind for you for this year that all of a sudden?
No, I think flow is
flow,
a word.
Flow, yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah.
And not only because of the book, but because what's happening everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because some people, when the book came out last October, a lot of people, some people asked me, or somebody in particular, that they thought that the word flow meant giving up. Well, flowing means like throwing the towel. And you let yourself be carried. And that's not what I meant at all.
No,
and that's not the meaning that the word has for me.
Mm-hmm.
To me, flowing is knowing there's so many things you cannot control. The ones that you can control, you deal with them. But there's so many things that you can't control that if you fight them, you're going to be very unhappy and very unhealthy.
Right.
So let yourself be carried by the flow, but doesn't mean stop doing stuff or stop, you know, fighting for what you believe or stop trying.
Right.
You know, I have many plans for this year, but some of them will, you know, be able to be completed. Others won't because there are things that are going to be out of my control. Exactly. This book was going to be out last May. And it turned out it was published in October. I mean, and there were circumstances beyond my control.
Sure.
So I'm not going to get mad at it. Yeah. And it has to do with age. Yeah. You learn
I'm surprised that maybe it's an English idiom, but, you know, you have to go with the flow.
Flow doesn't mean.
You can't be swimming upstream all the time. You can for a little while, but you.
You get a little tiring.
So I think it's critical. And you know, some people call it the, in fact, Jose de Sade in his book, you know, from Iron Man to Iron Soul, he calls it the system, you know, things that are there happening. And all of a sudden the door opens and you got to take it.
And it's good.
So you stick with flow.
I stick with flow.
I'm gonna hit you with one. I know when you introduce the book at San Patricio Plaza, and ¿cómo se llama? Viva Más, the health food store
in San Patricio.
You mentioned something that is one of your articles that you feel that. And it's probably still, but not as much as before, but which is called the imposter syndrome.
The imposter syndrome, I learned about that, it explained a lot of emotions I was feeling. Mm-hmm. That was maybe like 2 or 3 years ago, and I wrote a column about it, and it's included in the book.
And I wanted to comment on it. I've given it some thought, and basically—
Have you heard about it?
No. We played a game the other day at our oldest daughter's house, and it's called the imposter.
Oh, okay. but not the syndrome. No.
And it is fun. It would take a while to explain it. I don't want to go into it. What you were saying is when you were having great grades and then you went to college, mm-hmm. Women's college, and there you felt that that you weren't as intelligent and you weren't ready for that school and
as accomplished
and from there on you kind of have had that feeling of not being what people think you are, feeling a little bit.
Maybe because every time I went into a professional field. I had not studied that. Right. I learned it over the course of doing it. So when I became a reporter, a television reporter, I hadn't studied journalism or production or anything. I was in production for 3 years and then moved on in front of cameras. Mm-hmm. But even the production stage, what I do very well is learn from others.
Sure.
So, and then when I started acting... I didn't study acting, but I already had taken courses mm-hmm. here and there and had the background of learning from my dad a lot, Dino Garcia, who was a great actor and comedian. But I always felt when I wrote my first book, what am I doing writing a book? Mm-hmm. You know, it's every time you do.
Yeah, first of all, and it goes back a little bit, what you went to college, and apparently, where was this?
Mount Holyoke.
Mount
College.
Holyoke, you know, great school.
Great school.
Massachusetts.
And it was tough because it's not that I didn't study, but at Mount Holyoke, I really, really had to burn my brain.
What I was going to reflect on when I had Bill Mann, again, I'm mentioning because in the reunion in Andover, and I thought that I wasn't going to make it, and I wasn't as smart as I had thought I'd been,
mm-hmm.
and I, you know, B basically went through the same trauma that you're talking about at Mount Holyoke. Well, this was at prep school, and this was, you know.
Right, this was college.
But it turned out that, and Bill Mann just sent me his grades. They were worse than mine. He had a 50, his best grade was a 71, and he had a 62 average. And I had a 67 average. So, but what turned out as we went along, these reunions, all of us started opening up, and we all started admitting and feeling comfortable about it that we were very, very thought we were imposters and, you know, and pretenders.
But you never talked about it then.
And for many years, many reunions after, we didn't talk about it. But one of the things that happens with age and wisdom
and
time is you accept that you weren't sure of yourself at a given moment. And, of course, what you're talking about, any new transition to a new school, to a new profession, to a new hobby, a new sport, whatever, is, of course, you know, you have to feel uncomfortable and unsure of yourself. So my thought is that this imposter syndrome is almost essential if you're humble, if you realize that you don't know everything and that you're not the best. And it comes in with one of my words, you know, humility.
Humility. Yes, it is true.
And by the way, talking about reading about imposter, all of a sudden none of that happens. And you're younger than me, so remember the Platters and the song, I Am the Great Pretender?
Yes. I remember. That was 60s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was very little, but I remember.
I am the great pretender, pretending that I am in love. And I had the lyrics. It's kind of depressing, maybe. He lost the love because he lost the love, and he wasn't willing to face with it and with
it.
Pretending, you know, that he was a clown. But it's a great. Maybe Hector, so I'll have him next time. You know, put that on.
Okay.
But anyway, okay.
But I think I've gotten a lot better in the sense that I've accepted, and also accepting being proud of what you have achieved in spite of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think. Yeah, with age and with maturity, I've done a lot better. Still, every time I publish a book, I think, oh my God, nobody's gonna like it. I think that's natural.
I think it's natural with everything we do and wherever we go, whether we're gonna run a triathlon, wherever. but I think it's also, I'm reiterating, I think if we have it all together and we're humble. That brings in this sense that that we're not the best and we have a lot to learn
and plus we push ourselves more something you know somebody once told me years ago. It says people who are insecure are the most successful because they have the most to prove themselves. Maybe it's that. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we've run out of time. My guest and the person you've been listening to is Lily Garcia Catala. First cousin of my wife Pinky, and I've known her from very young.
Very young, yes.
And this is Reflections. Your host Jorge Gonzalez. We'll be back right after the pause.